Next up, a plumbing situation from Lewis, who listens to us in Houston on KFNC. Lewis, what's going on?
Well, I've got a drain problem that it's been plaguing me for the last few months here, where the washer, when it runs, it backs up into the sink every time it drains.
Okay.
And I've tried different things. I've tried to snake it. The snake comes out every now and then with just a little bit of fuzz, but it doesn't cure the problem. So I've tried different type of drain cleaners. I mean, you name it. I think I pretty much tried it, and I'm not sure what steps to take next.
All right. Well, you have an obstruction somewhere that's causing this, and you said you've snaked it out, but how far down have you gone?
See, I may not have. Well, I mean, is there a wrong way to snake it in this?
You may not have gone far enough down the line.
Okay.
And because, you know, the water fills up a pipe pretty quickly. And if you've got an obstruction in there somewhere, you just may not be getting far enough.
Yeah, cause I go to the back of the house where the service part is, you know, where the sewage is,
Right.
and I open that up, and I can look, and I got flow going through there, but I guess from not what you call exactly fast flow.
Right, yeah.
Well, Lewis, also, when you're snaking your drain, it's very important, especially if you have two sinks coming off the same pipe. What happens is there's a T or a joint in there, and when you're snaking it, it might not be making that turn.
So you could be going down the wrong pipe, literally.
That's what I was wondering that too, to see if maybe
Yeah.
if I was going down the wrong one, because I think that you're right about the T though, because one part goes off to the washing machine and the other part goes towards the other parts of the house.
Right, so there's an obstruction there. That's the only thing that could be causing this is an obstruction. It does not sound like a venting problem. It sounds like an obstruction. So you just got to get to the bottom of that. You know, if you can't get to it yourself, you might want to call a Roto-Rooter guy or something like that. They even have cameras now that can go down drain pipes and actually physically see where the obstruction is.
Oh,
Well,
really?
also,
Yeah.
I think as a homeowner, if snaking a drain is something you're doing yourself, if it's done wrong, you can actually cause a lot of damage to your plumbing.
That's a good point.
Okay, I didn't think
How
about
do
that
you know
part.
that, Leslie?
No. Snaking the drain is something that I won't do myself, but having had the Roto-Rooter people in my house not so long ago, I learned about snaking the wrong pipe, how to find a T or a joint in the drain, what to do and what not to do. And for the $100, it was worth it.
Okay.
I might do that. They also tried to sell me some type of, they said it was probably sediment in the pipes as well, or a buildup, should I say, around the edge of the pipe.
It could
And they were
be.
trying to sell me some kind of product that actually, I guess, it has some microorganisms or whatnot that go and eat the.
I wouldn't put anything down your plumbing pipe except a snake.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
Lewis, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.